WOLD New Jersey.
Welcome to the all-new Garden Show with Peggy Ballester Howells. Live every Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon on 95.1 WOLD, home of New Jersey's greatest hits. You can call Peggy now with your gardening questions at 908-448-0951. That number again is 908-448-0951. Now here's your host, Peggy Ballester Howells.
I came upon a child of God. He was walking along the road. When I asked him, "Where are you going?" this he told me, "I'm going down to Yasger's farm. Think I'll join a rock and roll. Camp out on the land. I'll try and set my soul free.
We are stardust. We are golden. And we've got to get ourselves back to the garden."
Welcome to the Garden Show. I'm Peggy Ballester Howells, and we'll be here for two whole hours to answer your gardening questions. And my button manager is going to be my sidekick today. So welcome.
Thank you. It's quite the honor. It really is. So it's nice to be a part of the show.
Yeah, but it's your station. So come on, whose honor is it?
It's nice to be a part of someone's show that's been doing this for a lot longer than I have.
Really?
It is. No, it's a privilege.
It really is. And I'm only 19. How'd I pull that off?
I don't know. I'm still wondering the same thing. It's very true.
Well, it is a very, very busy time of year. Last week, we were fortunate to have Reich Sudam take some time from his very busy farming schedule.
And he was every bit as great as you said he would be.
Yes, he's
the
awesome.
The feedback was terrific. Yeah, I mean, he just, it was a natural between you two.
Well, we've been friends for a very, very long time, and we have a good time together for sure, absolutely. And Jordan, who is still in Italy,
yes,
and will be for one more week.
Have you heard from her? She sent you pictures?
Yes, many times she has sent me pictures. She's keeping me up to date on everything that's blooming in Italy, which
nice.
Is fun. She's right. really in love with the bougainvilleas, which is not surprising because they are wonderful. And she has not found me a Siberian pea shrub there. She hasn't seen one there, but they're kind of available all over Europe. So I'm hoping that she does see them. But they're
sneak one back in a big, huge carry-on. Yeah.
Well, that is the exciting right. news of the day, actually.
Right.
Last week, after I left here, I went to visit my dear gardening friend, Danny from Metuchen. And so I went there for lunch, and it was kind of fun to go visit. I'm visiting somebody else today because Jordan's not with me, so I'm doing all this running around up here while she's in Italy. So last week I went to see her, and we headed over after a delicious lunch that she made to Barton's Nursery. And it was pouring. I was so wet.
Right,
I was
right,
so,
yeah.
It was pouring rain. But Barton's Nursery in Edison is on... What's that road there?
It's near the corner of Durham and Talmadge.
Yes,
right.
Okay. So yep. It's a huge place, mm-hmm. huge place. And they had the weekend staff on hand, and there were no other customers but me when I pulled in. I think somebody came in after me, but the place was pretty much deserted.
Right,
and
right.
they're open till 4 on Sundays, probably only in the spring would be my guess. But so we ate lunch and hustled ourselves over there so that we would get there while they were still open with time to look around. And, of course, I was looking for my weeping Siberian pea shrub, which I look for at every place I go and have been looking for 3 or 4 years now. You can buy it all over Canada, but they won't ship. I have found nurseries that have it in England, Europe, Turkey, and Russia, but nobody around here. Now, there is another variety called Walker Eye, which has very delicate looking frilly leaves that give me the impression that they've been eaten by bugs. I don't like them. It looks very frail. I don't like the look. The pea shrub that I had for many years that was so beautiful had rounded leaves like, believe it or not, a pea plant. It's actually in the pea family. And this really cool plant, which I have loved and been searching for, I had it right up against the house. So I would go past it every time I went in and out the back door. Burned to a crispy critter when the house burned down. And it's the only one I've actually ever seen. And I got it from Mel at Livingston Park Nursery many years ago.
Okay.
And
that was my thought. I know you told the story before, but that was my thought. Where did you find it the first time?
Yeah, and right, only had one.
Gotcha.
And he sold the business years ago and has been retired. Is still doing well, but is retired. And the place is now all hardscaping, all stones and bricks and things for making walls and patios and compost, wood chips and that kind of thing. They don't sell any plant material anymore, so it makes me sad every time I go by. But
right,
they have good quality stuff, but it's not plants, so they're not going to get it there. So I've been searching and searching. And when I got to Barton's, they didn't know what I was talking about. But they're not unique. No one knows what I'm talking about when I go into any place, which I still don't understand why that's the case. But nonetheless, so I went and I found some other things. And I the young lady who was there on the weekend, she's actually a middle school biology teacher. No, science teacher. She didn't say biology specifically. She said science middle school. And she does this on the weekends for fun because she loves it. It's so completely different.
Right, being
right,
I'm sure.
So she allowed us, me and Danny, to ride in one of these sort of supercharged golf cart kind of thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we rode around and it was fun and we were at least a little bit out of the rain. We had to put plastic down. Every one of the seats on every one of these golf carty things was like a little pool.
Sure.
It was just full of water.
Right.
So we put plastic down. We sat. We only got a little bit more wet. It was good. Okay, so our butts got a little wet, but not too bad. Not
yeah,
too
there
bad.
You
not,
go.
Not too bad. So we rode around and I found all kinds of interesting things. So I bought two things from them, which was, I bought an Aesculus pavia. Okay, now the horse chestnut that everybody knows and loves, those giant trees that make the conkers that you play a game, that kids play a game out of called conkers, is a close relative. That one's Aesculus hippocastanum. Okay, Aesculus pavia is sometimes called the red buckeye, and it gets the same spikes of flowers in red. I've also seen them in dusty rose. And what's really cool is that the Aesculus pavia, the red buckeye, will bloom when it's in a pot. So you can pick out the color if you get there at the right time of year.
Oh,
you
okay.
can see what it's going to look like.
Right.
And they had them in bloom. I was so excited. So I went and I looked around at all the different ones I had and I picked one. So I got one. And they are shade tolerant. Not deep shade, but they are shade tolerant. So I can put it on the edge of the woods.
Right, right.
I'm trying to make the woods more interesting.
Right.
You know, so I can put that on the edge of the woods. And I was very excited when I found that.
And you weren't even expecting.
No.
So it's a nice find.
Yes, it was a nice find. And that's what I've been on the hunt, which is what I titled my most recent blog post on my
gotcha.
My website. On the hunt. I'm just looking for cool things, trying to find cool things. So that was the first one. And then the other one I got was called an Oregon grape holly, which will do well in deep shade. So that's definitely going
woods.
In the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely going in the woods. And it has like a holly-like leaf, and it gets these, you know what an umbrella looks like when all the fabric's torn off? Imagine that on the top of the plant, okay? Like wires sticking out in all directions. And attached to the wires are things that look like grapes.
Okay.
Right now they're green, but they will turn it. It's a very weird looking thing. And the weird grape-like things are preceded by poofy white, bright yellow flowers. Mm. So you get the yellow flowers, and then it's an evergreen, so you have the foliage all year round. You get these weird grape-like fruit things on it. And that's a lot of interest. That's, you know, creates visual interest year-round in the shade, in the woods. And I've had them before, and they do very well in the shade. Now, I read that they will sucker and send up new ones, which in a place where you have a very small spot may not be desirable. I did not experience that, but maybe I didn't have it long enough for it to do that. But in the woods, to kind of create a little...
The sky's the limit,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I thought this would be really cool if it did that.
Yeah.
So that's what I bought when I was there at
Barton's Nursery.
Sounds
really cool,
and,
yeah.
And the young lady, her name was... Okay, can I remember it? Kaylee, I think it was Kaylee. She was just lovely. She was so lovely. It was so much fun. We had such a good time.
Right.
And so I bought those two things. And then I went in and I met
And it was good that it was kind of raining then because you kind of had the
personal attention.
Personal service,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, which was great. And yeah. She was just so much fun. We had a really good time.
That's great.
And then I went in and there was a charming gentleman in there that looked everything up. And apparently, since I had mentioned it as soon as I got there, he had been looking it up while I was off out and about with, you know, looking here at
touring the inventory.
Yes, yeah. Hither and yon. And so he was now more familiar with it when I came back. And I pulled into the parking lot here at the radio station at WOLD this morning. And as I'm pulling in, as I'm putting my car in park, I got a text. They have one. They found one.
How about that?
So they sent me a picture, and it's pretty mature, and it's still in the ground. Now, I know that they could dig it for me, but I tried to reach them, and Andy's going to try to reach them to see if we can talk to somebody on the air. I don't know if they found it, like, all by itself alone in the middle of one of their growing fields and
right,
had
right.
kind of ignored it, or if they found it at another grower.
Through, like, a network kind
yes,
of thing.
Yes, yeah, right. I don't know, because I haven't been able to talk to them, and it's $299, which is kind of a lot. Mm. Not necessarily a lot for that, because you can tell by looking at the picture that the trunk is pretty mature and it's very slow growing, so that means it's old, it's been in the ground a long time. But kind of like not necessarily in my budget. Mm. Which, you know, I mean, I'm buying a lot of things and money is not endless.
But it's something you've been looking for. So,
for a long yeah. time. So this is what happened after. So my husband texted me that he had watered all the little containers outside the greenhouse and in the garden, and he watered the Tommy tree, which we'll get to that later. And so I wrote back, great, thanks. Just got a text from Bart Nursery that they have a Siberian pea shrub and it's $300. And he wrote back, Mother's Day with a question mark.
That's great. See?
So I said, I feel greedy, but I have been searching for 3 years. I'm so lucky. I have such a good husband. So he wrote back, but I love you and I want you to be happy.
Happy That's so
Mother's
nice.
Day.
That's so nice.
So we will contact Barton's.
Nice and, surprise on a Sunday morning, right?
Yes, yeah, a great
Very
way
nice.
To start the day and a great way Very to nice. Start the show. Mother's Day is next
week.
Week.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited because I will finally get my Siberian pea shrub, and it's such a special tree. And I'm really just amazed that it's so difficult to find and that more people aren't aware of it, because it's pretty. Not only is it pretty and does it have the really interesting weeping habit so that you can look at it and go, wow, even in the winter when it doesn't have any leaves and it gets the flowers, but the little weird pea things that it makes, you can actually eat them. And you can use them as chicken feed if you happen to have chickens.
That's
which
true.
Which I do.
Yes,
so
you do.
So that would be fun to be able to harvest them at the end of the season
yeah.
and use them to feed the chickens. So it's all good. It's all good. So I want to hear if anybody else has some really nifty Mother's Day plans. Do we know, is the Rutgers thing going to happen next weekend? It usually happens Mother's Day weekend, the
That's
big garden
true.
Sale.
That's true, yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know. Maybe Andy could look into that while he's answering the phones. Mm. That would be fun to find out if that's next weekend. I do like to always pop in there because you never know what you're going to find there as well. I've gotten some cool things there. So, but I should give the phone number because I want to know what other people are doing, what other exciting things people are finding, and if they have any Mother's Day requests. And the number here is 908-448-0951, and would love to hear from you. Now, the Siberian pea shrub is in my immediate future, but there's other things that are going on. You know, there's a lot of maintenance. Last summer was hot and dry. And for me, it's a particular challenge because I've been putting in a lot of new, unusual plant material for a while now. And if it's not really, really well established,
extra TLC.
Yeah, yeah. And so we did our best to keep everything well watered, and we lost a few things, some things that were really surprising that we lost. But there is the Peggy tree and the Tommy tree. And
nice.
Yes, there is. And the Peggy tree is
I love that. I love you put down roots
yes.
and a new beginning. I yes. like that. That's good. That's
well, the Peggy Tree and the Tommy Tree are around the little table and chairs that we, you know, where we have an umbrella that we sit outside.
Strategically placed.
Yes, and they are there. There's another tree that we planted there as well. It's the hawthorn that was salvaged from the backyard as it was. So it creates this lovely little haven kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it completely blocks the big ugly building. You cannot see it when you are sitting at the table between the Tommy Tree, the Peggy Tree, and the Hawthorn. You cannot see the big ugly building. But they the Tommy Tree is it's a golden Hinoki cypress. And it's green, and it's shaped very pyramidal, and it has a lot of gold on the foliage, and it gets these little brown nugget-like fruit things. And that one suffered more than the Peggy Tree. The Peggy Tree is weeping and also golden, and that's a gold mop cypress, and it looks like a mop. And that has stayed pretty full, but the Hinoki seemed to suffer. So yesterday, I cleaned out all the dead wood. It looks a little skimpy. It's definitely not dead. And we fertilized it. And now's a good time of year to fertilize it. It could have been done a little earlier, but put some fertilizer. And then I mulched it thoroughly on top of the fertilizer and watered it all in. So we're hoping that the Tommy Tree will send out a little bit more new growth. They were so large when we put them in that in order to get that instantaneous effect, and that's the trade-off when you plant something really big, it really doesn't start growing for a couple of years. Mm. It has to get established. So I'm hoping that it has a good enough root system now that with the extra fertilizer that it'll put out some new growth. But right now, we're going to go to South Plainfield, and we're going to say good morning to Dorothy. Hey, Dorothy, how you doing?
I'm good. I've been listening to you forever.
Well, thank you for that.
It's the first time I'm calling.
Wow, okay. Well, I'm honored.
Well, I have a question. And that is, I have always wanted to have some blue morning glory. And so I got some heavenly blue, and I looked up on the internet, and now I'm afraid to put it in. Apparently, the seeds don't breed true. It becomes very invasive with time. And it's hard to eradicate. Would it be a mistake to plant it?
Yes. I'm sorry.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
I know somebody who grows morning glories every year in the same spot, and it's like the only place that I have ever seen where it's not a nightmare. And that is, she has a concrete patio. Her whole
right.
backyard is pretty much a concrete patio, and it's surrounded by chain link fence. And she has huge containers, and she grows the morning glories in the containers, and they grow up the fence. But there's no place for the seed to re-sow and come back as a weed. And in that situation, it works really great. But I grew morning glories on my fence to make it look really beautiful entering into the vegetable garden when I had the farm. And I was pulling out those morning glories from the whole vegetable garden for the next 5 years. They just are become a nightmare.
But, well, I was afraid that was what you were going to tell me, because I have a large brick patio, which, of course, has spaces between the bricks. And I was going to put the morning glory on an arbor in front of my sun porch, thinking that it would create shade for the glass and, you know, in the afternoon. But I don't need any nightmares either.
Okay, here's what I'm going to suggest. There's a couple of other annual flowers that I, vine-like flowers that I think would make you happier in the long run. And one of them is a purple hyacinth bean. That will occasionally come up the following year, but nowhere near as invasive as the morning glories will be. And they happen to be one of my favorites. They get beautiful pinkish purple flowers that turn into rich purple beans that are on in the fall, and they stay on for a long time. So you get the flowers in the summer and the beans in the fall. And let me tell you, the beans are the showiest part. So you could look them up, and they would, they will make you happy, and they will not be problematic. They're my favorite kind of viney thing. There's also another one that's sort of related, but I've never heard of it or seen it. When you look at the flower, you can see that it has a somewhat similar flower, but much smaller and in brilliant red, and that's the red cardinal vine. I've grown those from seed as well, and they're delightful. And I have not ever had them come back either. So you might want to look into those. Now, if you're looking for blue flowers, just because blue is your color.
No, I've seen the blue morning glory, and I thought, you know, how beautiful. And I've wanted it forever. And it was just, you know, this year I saw it in the nursery, and I picked up a six-pack.
Well, again, if you're worried about it becoming, you know, a repeat performer in abundance, and that it's and it will not breed.
No, you gave me sufficient warning. I'm probably going to chuck it out.
I'm sorry. I hate to disappoint. I know. I'm really sorry. But there are so many other beautiful things.
I would have been a lot more disappointed next year when it's all over the place.
Well, that's probably true. That is probably true. But you know, it is disappointing. You know, recently, I have come across a number of people who absolutely go into a panic when you talk about wisteria. That's another thing. Wisteria is a beautiful vine that people want to grow, and I had actually planted two of them at the farm, and at the farm it wasn't really a problem. But when I bought Tiny Farm, which had been in the same family for 75 years, and after the parents passed, it was empty for 8 years and then rented to somebody who really didn't care for another 8 years. And so everything that had been planted in the garden was overgrown, and just, you couldn't even see the house from the road, and you didn't know that there was a barn in the back. You couldn't see it for the trees and the vines. I started pulling out wisteria vines that crisscrossed the backyard like the thickness of a rope. And when
I have some of that from a neighbor.
Right. It's this beautiful flower. I mean, and just think of Desperate Housewives and Wisteria Lane and all those wisterias growing on all those porches that would literally tear the porches down. Literally tear the porches down. They have the ability to crush a 4x4.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Right. So things that are, you know, there's two sides to every story, and the wisteria, the morning glory. There's a few others that can become really problematic, but the morning glory is probably among the worst.
Okay, well, I figured I would call you because you would know. And, I wanted to mention, I was up at Barty Farms the other day, and I mentioned to, I think his name is Bob, that, you know, you had talked about him on the radio several times, you know, so nicely. And he said he cannot get you up there in the mountain.
No, that's true. Andy from South River, who has been an enormous help getting me back on the air here with Sean on Sean's station, has been trying to get my advertising. And he drove around and tried to find places, and even he had to
admit. No, but you can get it on the telephone. I mean, you don't need radio.
This is
true.
You
can get it on the computer.
Yes, but I guess Mr. Barty was not sufficient for him. And it was a reasonable call. I would certainly continue to recommend that people go up there, because I have been there and I do know the place is super cool and have gotten some wonderful things. I would love him to advertise again. That would be great. And we would do our very best to let people know in the surrounding area, because you don't have to be too far away from Barty Farm in order to hear it. So it would draw people in. But
No, I told him I get it very well in South Plainfield, and he said they don't. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are we going to do? All we can do is be appreciative that he was a great supporter for so many years. And if I happen to be up that way, I will pop in and see what other cool things he may have.
Okay, well, thank you for your advice, as unhappy as it makes me.
You'll fall in love.
I would rather throw it out than have a nightmare.
You will fall in love with the purple hyacinth bean. If you can find the seed, it's not too late to start them from seed, and that will make you happy. That I promise, that will make you happy.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll see if I can find it.
Okay, have a great day.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's chat with Mary from Warren. Hey, Mary, how you doing?
Good morning. Very good. I hate to tell you this, but the Rutgers plant sale was this weekend. I went on Friday.
So it's there today?
I think it should be there today. I think it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It was always Mother's Day weekend, I thought.
Oh, I don't know. It's actually the first time I have gone.
Oh. Do you have to sign up in advance and all that like they did last
you
year?
You do. Online.
I think I could probably still pull that off if I want to head over there.
I think you probably could.
Yeah, because there's a website where you go and you sign up, so I might do that. They're going to be busy today.
And you're Peggy Ballester Howells after all, so I mean, that's significant too.
Maybe a little.
I think so, yeah.
So maybe. That sounds like a good idea. And Mary, you sent me that text the other day that made me very happy.
Yes.
That you have a Jack in the Pulpits.
I have Jack in the Pulpit. I think I dug up four for you. Put them all in a pot.
Thank you very much.
Yes. They, you know, again, it's just one of those things that appeared in the... We have about 2.5 acres, and probably an acre of it is like the house, the lawn, the driveway, whatever. And the rest of it is just kind of meadowy and woodsy.
Sounds gorgeous. Sounds like a piece of heaven.
And that's where I found them. And I've found a couple over the years, but when I went out this year to kind of look, there were a fair number of them. They're young. I didn't try to dig up the really big ones, but I think if you get them in a couple of years, you will really be happy with them.
Well, for those of our listeners that don't know what Jack in the Pulpits are, it's they're in the Arum family, and they have like a spathe kind of flower, like a single big petal, and then something sticking up out of the center. And then over time, the thing that's sticking up out of the center, which is technically the flower, becomes covered in brilliant red berries. And it does all of this in deep shade. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited, Mary. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
And you said that you would bring them at the plant exchange. That's what you said. So since you said that, and I just reminded you that you said that, I'm going to tell everybody about the plant exchange. Is that okay?
That's fine. That's great.
Yes. So it's May 27th, and you can find more information about it on my website. I put it at the bottom of the last two posts that I made. It's going to be from noon to 4, and there's no charge for this. You just bring all the plants that you have that you want to share, and you can take whatever you want. I've been saving for the whole year these little boxes. I get something called ice in them. It's kind of a sugar-free water, kind of flavored water thing. And it's these nice boxes that not too big, probably hold 4 or 5 small pots. And I've been saving them, so you can grab one of these and you can wander around and put whatever in it you want. But you have to bring, this is the one request, you have to bring some food to share. It has to be finger food, because I don't want silverware and plates and all that. But last year we had so much dessert, so many cookies, and so many... Oh, they were so good, but we need a few other things. So I was suggesting like little bunches of grapes and apple slices and cheese cubes and little hot doggy things and anything else that anybody could get creative about. And it's not limited to plants, too. You can bring pots, or you can bring tools or seeds or herbs. Dried herbs that you may have grown, or anything that a gardener might use. So we're very flexible. So you're going to be there, right, Mary?
I am coming, and I will come to help set up. And I'm very excited about it this year, because last year I wasn't able to come because I had the grandgirls that weekend.
Well, that's important. That's very important.
Yeah. Well, yes, but so this year I made sure that it was on my calendar well ahead, so that if they asked me to come, I couldn't do it. So, actually, I was with them last weekend. So,
Okay. That sounds like it worked out well for everybody. So the 27th, that's the day. And again, the details are on my webpage, which is peggygarden.com. And I'm very excited about the Jacks in the Pulpit. Are they Jacks in the Pulpit or Jack in the Pulpits? I'm not sure which would be grammatically correct.
Probably Jack. Oh.
Okay, well, we...
Jacks in the Pulpit.
Yeah.
Because there's multiple Jacks because every pulpit has a Jack. So...
Jacks.
I don't know. I'm not
sure either, but we know what we're talking about, and they are delightful, and I'm very excited about getting them. So, and someone just texted me that their plant sale has no reservation required today, so maybe I will head over there.
Oh, okay.
So that sounds like fun. Oh, dear. We seem to have lost Mary. Well, Mary, thank you for calling, and I'm sure we'll be in touch soon. All right. Is it time for a break already? Wow, that went really fast. Okay, so we will be back after this.
More of the all-new Garden Show with Peggy Ballester-Howells continues next on 95.1 WOLD. To stay connected with Peggy in between shows, log on to her website, peggygarden.com. That's P-E-G-I garden.com. And be sure to bookmark it and check back often.
Your home is your greatest investment. Well, it is really your home. And of course, your garden. That's another part. That's part of your greatest investment. And sometimes you have things that need to be done. We had Kelly in here a couple weeks ago. Wasn't Kelly in here just, was it 2 weeks ago? It wasn't last week, so 2 weeks ago. And Kelly is amazing. And he is a really nice guy, easy to talk to, dependable, reliable, and prompt. How do you like prompt? That's pretty good, right? Prompt is very important. And
in those situations, yes.
Yes, in those situations.
For sure.
Sometimes you really need prompt. And if that's what you need, then you call Rest Assured Restored. And that number is 732-781-8857. And whether it's a crisis that you need attention right away, like poor Andy when his sewer system backed up, or exterior interior painting or power washing or some kind of remodeling project, or just help cleaning out your garage or attic, rest assured you've found the help that you need. They take care of mold and water damage. They will pretty much do anything that you need to have done. And if they can't do it, they know the people that can't. So that's great to have someone on hand that can do a wide range of things and know the other people that can do the rest. So that's great. Now, their website is www.restassuredrestored.com. And if you mention you heard about Kelly and his team on the All New Garden Show, you'll receive a 10% discount on all the services that they provide. And in addition, if you didn't get all the information that you need about how to reach them, you can go to my website, which is Peggy, P-E-G-I, garden.com, which is pretty easy since this is a garden show and I'm Peggy. And you can click on the post that lists all the sponsors with all their contact information. So that should make it nice and easy for you. That's Rest Assured Restored.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of WOLD 95.1 and the all-new Garden Show with Peggy Ballester-Howells. Thrivent believes money is a tool, not a goal. Financial representative Amy Nichols will work with you to create a financial strategy that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter most to you, like family and giving back. Amy can be reached at 610-871-3456, or you can visit her website at connect.thrivent.com/amy-nichols. Once again, Amy can be reached at 610-871-3456, or you can visit her website at connect.thrivent.com/Amy-Nichols, and that is spelled N-I-C-H-O-L-S.
Ladies and gentlemen, without promotion, something terrible happened. Nothing. We need Peggy and Jordan on the air for another 34 years, and you can help us make that happen. It's simple. Tell the folks you know to listen in every Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon, and get the word out that The Garden Show is looking for sponsors. call 732-991-5140 to learn more.
You're listening to the all-new Garden Show with Peggy Ballester-Howells on 95.1 WOLD. You can call Peggy now with your gardening questions at 908-448-0951. That number again is 908-448-0951. Once again, here's your host, Peggy Ballester-Howells.
Welcome back to the Garden Show. And Mary, we lost her for a second. Mary, are you back?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, everything good?
Yeah, I actually had two other quick questions.
Well, okay, then you go for it, girl.
Okay. One is, I found what I think is a seed pod coming out of one of the trout lilies. So I'm wondering, do I, like, leave it on until it, like, it's still green?
Well, I would let it mature. Okay. Keep a close eye on it. But let it mature for sure. But what I read about them after you brought me the ones to plant, you don't want to leave it too long. It has a very short life viability, very short. So, and I guess, you know, to some degree that sort of makes sense, that it makes the flowers and it makes the seeds, and then they immediately in a wild environment, which they are, you know, native wild plants, would drop down on the ground immediately. That's what they would do in nature. So they would be self-planting not too long after they bloomed. You know, they'd make the seed, then the seed would mature, then the seed would drop, and it would be automatically planted. So that's what it's adapted to do. So if you want to take the seed and plant it someplace else, you kind of have to follow nature's lead. And it's not always that way. Some seeds will last forever or for a very, very long time. But in this case, that's how it works. And that's what I read. So you want to keep an eye on it. And then as soon as it looks like, you know, it's very mature, then harvest it and plant it in a pot and see what happens. Or plant it right in the ground and mark it, either way. But you don't want to keep it above the ground.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll keep an eye on it then and see. I just checked it this morning. They'll look pretty much the same. You know, it's green and still attached, not opening or anything like that yet. So, but I'll keep an eye on it because I was excited to see that. And
of
course. I thought, you know, I could get it and, you know, maybe get some more.
And your other question?
My other thing is I got, yes, Friday at Rutgers Garden, something called a flying dragon plant. I don't know if you've ever heard of it or seen it.
Flying dragon upon cirrus. It's a hardy orange. It's a variety of a hardy orange. If it's the one that I'm thinking of, it's kind of has thorns and it's all twisted and the thorns point down. Yes, I have one. A flying dragon.
You do?
I have a flying dragon. Yes, and the one that I have is the first one I've ever seen. I have seen, I think I saw them in all of my, I haven't done a walkabout. I've been doing a driveabout because I can't walk to all the garden centers and nurseries. So I've been doing a driveabout. And in my driveabouts, I did see one in one place. I can't tell you where because it was just one. It's an amazing, totally weird plant. Please do not plant it any place where you're going to walk into it because those thorns and spines are vicious. It is really, really cool looking, no doubt about it. And it's a treasure, but it is a treasure that you don't want to ever bump into. I have a really good spot where I put in a wrought iron fence kind of thing and with a gate to kind of block off the backyard. So right outside my back door, there's a little bit of area where I can let the dogs just go and then close it off so that they can't get into the back for days when the chickens are out. Okay. So, but the fence pieces that I have did not fit straight across. Okay. I had to put some of the fence pieces at an angle to make them fit. Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So in that nook, which was a triangular space created by the fence, which also makes you protected from it by the fence, that's where I put the flying dragon, so that the fence blocks you from ever bumping into it. And it has enough room to expand, but the fence kind of keeps you from ever brushing up against it, you know, when unexpectedly, because you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I have to figure out where I'm going to actually put it.
But it is an outrageous plant. It is totally outrageous.
That's what I thought. I just couldn't, like, I thought I was done at the plant sale, and then we ran into this, and Eileen looks at me and she goes, that looks like a plant you should have.
I totally agree. It's a totally outrageous plant, and yours will be the second one that I've known of being planted in somebody's garden. So, yeah, that congratulations. You got yourself a winner there, for sure.
I got a good one there?
You got a good one. You got a good one. Well, you'll see mine when you come to the plant exchange. You won't be able to miss it, as a matter of fact. So that'll be good. But it is kind of tucked into that spot, so nobody brushes up against it. Was that your last question?
That's the last question, yep.
Okay, well, have fun with it and send pictures.
Okay.
All right? All right. Thanks for calling. Yep. All right, bye-bye now.
Yep, bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to move over to Edison and have a little chat with Tony. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. How are you?
I think I'm great. How are you?
Okay, I finally found you where you were. I Googled your name, and I'm very happy I found where you broadcasted.
Well, I'm very glad that you found me also.
It's too bad a lot of other people can't find out where you are.
Well, we're doing the best we can. It's not like my old station would announce where I was going. And at first, you know, we didn't know where I was going or if I was going anywhere. So, but here we are. And, you know, we landed on our feet. So it's good.
Right.
And, you know, I do have the website. So if people do Google my name, at least they will be able to get the information, because it's all on my website.
Right. My question is, do I plant garlic now or in the fall?
Oh, it's too late to plant garlic now. If you had wanted to plant it in, like, February, you could have done that, or early March. The best time to plant it is October, so planting garlic in May is not going to work. And the reason for that is onion family plants respond to change in day length. And as the days get longer, they develop leaves. And as the days get shorter, they develop roots. So the way, so in the fall, when you plant them in the fall, they develop a nice root system. And then come the spring, as the days are getting longer, you get a nice early start because they're already in the ground and they're tough enough to survive our winter. Then they start, the days get longer and they start making more and more and more robust leaves. And you have lots of leaves. And it's the leaves that then, as the days start to get shorter again, cause the cloves to expand and develop. So if you don't have enough leaves in the spring, you're not going to get any cloves in the summer.
Okay. Is there any type of fertilizer in the spring you put on there?
In the spring? Why, do you have garlic in the ground already?
No. I mean...
Or just in general?
Yes.
I've been using this year 10-10-10, which is a balanced fertilizer. My favorite fertilizer, which is very hard to find, I'm not sure anybody makes it anymore, is 10-6-4, what's called 50% organic. And the reason that I like that is the 50% organic, and the word organic is just such a stupid word. It has so many meanings. But what that actually means is slow release. And so of the 10, because the first number is nitrogen, of the 10, because it's 10-6-4, half of it gives it a shot in the arm, and the other half is released slowly over time. So it gives it more of a gradual feeding. And that is really my favorite all-purpose fertilizer. 10-10-10 is easier to find and works. The second and third 10s are for phosphorus and potassium. And unless you need phosphorus and potassium, the 10s may be excessive. But the only way to know for sure is to have a soil test. But 10-10-10 is a balanced fertilizer and kind of an all-purpose fertilizer. And that's what I'm using now, and it seems to be working nicely. So
I have some 5-10-5. That's not too bad, then, right?
No, 5-10-5 is good. Again, uh-huh. You know, nitrogen is the thing that dissipates
right.
quickly. And
okay.
The phosphorus and potassium, when you get the levels up in your soil, they tend to stay that way a lot longer. Nitrogen washes away very quickly. So that's probably why I wouldn't use a 5-10-5, because the 5 is the one that you need. But on the other hand, if you're in the vegetable garden and you're trying to develop flowers and fruits, that may be an advantage, because too much nitrogen will inhibit flower formation. And if you don't get the flowers, you don't get the fruits. So so a lot of this is based
okay.
on an unknown. We don't know what your soil needs. So if you're unsure, right. it's always a good idea to get a soil test, and then you'll know for sure.
All right. Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm so glad you found me. Okay? You have a great day.
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. All right. Well, it's time for us to take a little break. I'm going to give the number 908-448-0951. We'll talk to Chris as soon as we get back from this.
This is the all-new Garden Show with Peggy Ballester-Howells. We'll take more of your calls next on 95.1 WOLD, home of New Jersey's greatest hits. The call-in line is 908-448-0951. That's 908-448-0951.
So today, if you want to get out and about and get a really good sandwich, then you want to head over to Mike's Country Market Nursery and Landscaping, because their deli department is amazing. Really, really good sandwiches. They've been in business since 1980, and it's kind of a really like a combo place. It's not your everyday combo place, you know. It's not every garden center that has a super duper nursery, a super duper deli in the front where you can get something to eat and then do your shopping on a nice full stomach. That's kind of unusual. But they offer seeds, trees, all kinds of plants, vegetable plants, ornamentals, annual flowers, but anything you can imagine. They have a little bit of everything. And then they have some weird stuff too, because they have that amazing passion vine that grows everywhere inside the greenhouse and is just so, so elegant. And they have some interesting plant material for the garden outside. I've been out there. They have some interesting twisted and serpentine plants. Do you know what a serpentine plant mm-hmm. is? Okay, serpentine plant is when it's actually been trained to grow like a serpent, like an S shape.
Oh, okay.
Or
nice.
Multiple S's. They go up and back a few times. He had some really cool ones of those, which I love. So it's great to go over there, and they are located at 200 Riva Avenue, which is right off of Milltown Road on the East Brunswick Milltown border. So if you're hungry for lunch, or you're hungry for plants, which is a problem that I seem to have all the time, it's a great place to visit. 200 Riva Avenue in Milltown, and their number, if you want to call and see if they have the magic plant that you want, or if you want to place an order in advance for some food to pick up, 732-821-7144.
As lovers of gardening, we sometimes think that others are just like us, the salt of the earth, always amenable to helping our fellow members of the human family. Regrettably, there will always be those who prey on the naivete of homeowners who think that nothing bad will ever happen in their neighborhood. Those days are over, and our friends at Elite Surveillance are here to make sure that if anyone ever tries to mess with you, they will regret it. Call 732-702-2434 to receive a free estimate on a brand new state-of-the-art camera system to cover your biggest investment, your home, your property, and your beautiful garden. Andrew and his Elite Surveillance crew are the folks to trust when it comes to top-notch professional installation of a surveillance system that will keep you connected to what's happening 24 hours a day. Call Elite Surveillance at 732-702-2434 or visit EliteSurveillanceNJ.com to learn more. And be sure to mention the All New Garden Show to receive a 10% discount on your same-day installation. It's spring, and what are the chances you'll be hearing this sound? There's no need to pull your shoulder out of your socket. Gary is the small engine specialist, and he is your one stop for lawnmower repair and maintenance. Gary offers pickup and delivery and can diagnose most issues right there at your home. And whether it's your lawnmower, edger, blower, power washer, generator, or snowblower, Gary's the man to call. If you own a machine and it takes gasoline, Gary the small engine specialist can fix it. Call 917-807-3901. And be sure to mention the All New Garden Show to receive lawnmower blade sharpening at no extra charge with every repair. That's Gary, the small engine specialist. 917-807-3901.
Now, back to more of the All New Garden Show with Peggy Ballester Howells on 95.1 WOLD. To reach Peggy, give us a call now at 908-448-0951. That number again is 908-448-0951. Once again, here's your host, Peggy Ballester Howells.
Welcome back to the Garden Show. We're going to go right to the phones and have a little chat with Chris from Scotch Plains. What's happening in Scotch Plains, Chris?
Oh, it's a sunny day in Scottish Plains, Becky. We deserve it. It's been long and rainy and cloudy, but it's nice. It's very good. So, Peggy, I have a couple of different questions. Last fall, I had an opportunity to buy some small rhododendron plants at an end-of-the-year sale. I temporarily healed them into the vegetable garden. The three of them came back nice and strong, and I need to move them at this point so I can move some vegetables. The containers weren't all that big. They were like maybe 1 or 2 gallons, so I'm pretty confident that I can move them. But the question is that they have nice plump flower buds. Would it be a good idea to remove the flower buds to, like, lessen the stress when I'm transplanting them, or could I leave them on and enjoy the flowers?
Oh, Chris, that's a hard question.
It's heartbreaking, it is.
I understand. You should have moved them a little sooner.
I was doing other things.
Yeah, Chris, believe me, I understand. I am so far behind. I'm like walking backwards. If you really want to give it its best shot, removing the flower buds would be wise.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm going to say that if they're small and you can get the whole root ball, everything, if they're small enough that you can get the whole root ball, which you know how big it was when you put it in the ground, so if you can dig around that and make sure you get everything, and you can only do that if they're really small, then...
They're really small. They're
then
small.
You've got a pretty good shot at moving them intact.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll give it a try and let you know how everything turns out.
When you when you go and you're doing your digging, if you realize that you were not able to get the whole root ball, then I would remove the flowers.
Okay, good. That sounds like a good plan. Second question is the weather looks like it's good today, and the forecast is pretty warm and mild for the upcoming week. Do you think it would be reasonable to possibly plant tender plants out next weekend, say like peppers and tomatoes and eggplants, or would you advise holding off even longer?
Well, I've been watching the weather myself, of course, and it definitely seems like we're past a frost, but I'm going to tell you something that made me very sad. I started my roselle plants, which are relatives of okra and in the hibiscus family, and I started them from seed, and I had a great, great crop of seedlings to transplant into the vegetable garden. And I marked the weather very carefully, and it did not appear that we were going to have a frost, and I left everything outside, and the tomatoes are fine, and we know how cold sensitive they are, but the roselle are fried. They're just, it must have been cold enough. even though we didn't have a frost to damage them, which I was not expecting. So I quick went online and paid a ridiculous amount of money to order new seed, have it rushed, because you don't have to start them indoors. You can direct seed. So I'm going to direct seed them as soon as the seeds come in the mail, which I did the ordering yesterday. So my point is, it's still more risky than you think. So I'm going to say right now, you can't plant them out. And by next weekend, we're getting very close to when you can plant them out. So maybe next weekend you can. But by next weekend, you'll have a 10-day forecast that will tell you how far in advance you're still going to be safe, because you don't want to plant them out and see, oh my God, we're going to have a drop in temperature, a late season drop in temperature. I've seen snow on the ground, a lot later. I've seen snow on the ground in April. I've seen frosts as late as like the first week in June. You just don't know. So I'm saying, maybe next weekend, but wait till next weekend and see what the 10-day forecast is then. And if you've got a clear 10-day forecast starting next weekend, then you'll probably be okay.
Sounds good. And Peggy, can I ask a third question?
Of course you can.
Okay, well, this is the biggest question of all. So in the vegetable garden, I have a real mess on my hands. I have Canada thistle coming up and also stinging nettle. I was tied up with other things last year, and I have different raised garden beds, and like two of my beds, they're like, 3 or 4 feet by 12, completely infested with the stinging nettle. There's another portion, maybe 20 by 20, that has Canada thistle. I thought about different things, possibly smothering them, weeding them out. I'm reluctant to use Roundup, but by the same token, I don't want to. Last year, I planted plants in the same bed with the Canada thistle, and the thistle kind of like popped up between the brassicas. Any thought of what I can do where I can get rid of the weeds and still actually use the garden bed this year?
Chris, we have to take a break at 11 o'clock for the news, and I cannot give you a quick answer to this. We need to discuss what your options are. So I'm going to ask you to go get yourself a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or hot chocolate or whatever tickles your fancy, and give us a call back, and we'll get you back on the air as soon as we get back from the break.
We'll put them on hold.
Well, do you want to wait on hold? You can wait on hold. Go get your coffee.
I can stay on hold. That's
okay,
fine.
Then we will finish this conversation after we get back from this.
More of the all-new Garden Show with Peggy Ballester-Howells continues next on 95.1 WOLD. To stay connected with Peggy in between shows, log on to her website, peggygarden.com. That's PEGI garden.com. And be sure to bookmark it and check back often.